Here's what a trade war looks like. The Trump administration once again slaps new tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. And China responds, announcing $60 billion in tariffs on U.S. goods. President Trump is now threatening even more tariffs, and he lashed out at Beijing in a tweet warning there will be great and fast economic retaliation against China if our farmers, ranchers, and or industrial workers are targeted. For some reaction to the escalating U.S.-China trade war, we called up Mike White.
Everything's going great here. We're picking corn as we speak.
Mike White farms corn and soybeans and raises cattle in Bellevue, Kansas, with his two brothers. We caught up with him on his cell phone and asked him what this trade war means for his bottom line.
In our business, grain prices have fallen dramatically. So that's been a big problem here. Our local elevator, I think, right now is paying $3.07 for corn, which is far below what break-even price would be.
And do you draw a connection between that low price and the tariffs?
Sure, absolutely. Soybeans are the same way. We're waiting on seeing how this is going to turn out. We haven't lost hope yet. We're cautiously optimistic.
So how worried are you that this trade war is not going to end, that it's just going to go on for a while?
I think eventually it'll work itself out, and we're going to wait and see. Now, don't get me wrong, cash flow is the name of the game. And if the producer is sitting well with bills and whatnot, he should be able to hold out. But eventually, we got to get something moving or else it's going to get a lot of people in trouble.
Yeah, so what kind of calendar are we talking about? Half a year?
I'd say 6 months.
Yeah.
After the first of the year, something hasn't changed. You know, tax season rolls around for a lot of people about that time. That's a big difference. They need cash flow by then.
So, Mike, is this hitting you? Are these tariffs hitting you in the wallet right now?
Yes, because of low prices. But we're better off than a lot of people because we have livestock. And cheap grain makes for cheap meat. And I've understood that our exports have picked up a lot in 2018 versus 2017. So every mouthful of grain that a hog or a steer can eat is just something else out of the grain bins around here.
Yeah. I mean, you may or may not know that in the last 24 hours, China has now hit back, including a 10% additional tariff on meat. So I'm just wondering, the doors are progressively closing for your other options, too.
Well, and I agree with what you're saying, and I've heard it also, but you and I don't know how many back doors there are open on this deal that goes through other channels to get there. The people in China still got to eat, in my opinion. That's what I'm banking on.
Over the years, have you been a believer in free trade?
Yes.
What benefits has it brought you?
Well, our exports have just opened up so much more. It's just increased tremendously.
And you're a Trump supporter, right?
Yes.
And you still support him even though these tariffs have basically done a 180 on the benefits that you've reaped so far?
Yes, I still support him, and I'm going off of what he said earlier, be patient. And I'm going to sit here and be patient for a while.
Is your support today still as strong as it was a month ago, I mean, before all the tariffs began with China?
Yes.
But as you say, 6 months, we'll see how this is all coming together, and you need cash, as you say.
Absolutely, and I'm sure there's a lot of people in the same boat.
What about the other farmers that you work with there in Kansas around Bellevue? I mean, do they support Trump? Have they stopped supporting him because of the tariffs?
In our area, I think there's a lot of Trump support in this area.
And what does the conversation sound like when you meet people at the feed store, at the coffee shop?
They're behind Trump, and they're more disappointed in the way the rest of the government works. People are tired of it. All the wasted time and money in Washington.
So they support Trump, but they're tired of government being on their back.
Basically, yeah.
Mike White farms corn and soybeans and raises cattle in Bellevue, Kansas with his two brothers. Mike, thanks very much for being with us.
All right. See ya.
Have a good day.
You too.